think one of the most eye-opening experiences I've ever had in my entire career was the experience of owning a business. Now, before you say, oh, wow, I thought this was going to be like sales tips today, it's going to be, but I want to tell you what owning a business really taught me about sales, like the eye-opening experience I have. So I started my business in 2011, and one of the things that never ceases to amaze me is how much, like, every salesperson sounds the same and approaches me in the exact same way. It's almost like everybody is like playing the game out of the exact same playbook. So there's a really cool technique that up until now I've only taught in the webinars that we do. And the name of the technique is called shock and awe. And I want to give credit where credit is due. The person who really made this particular approach like absolutely like rock star famous is an absolute rock star by the name of Dan Kennedy. And for those of you who don't know Dan Kennedy, he has written some of the most incredible copy that you've ever seen. So a lot of like the direct mail pieces that you've received, this guy probably was involved somewhere in there, and perhaps one of his clients was involved. He's written the scripts for a lot of like just mega producing infomercials that have been out there. He's also an author of several books, especially, and where I got this tip was from a line of books, a series of books called the No BS series. And he's got like No BS Marketing and just like a ton of other books. And I think it was in the No BS Marketing book that I pulled this idea. And he talks about this technique called shock and awe. And really just the gist of it. And I think the name kind of implies what we're going to do here. It's just approaching people with something. It's almost like overwhelming force, but not being forceful. It's doing something that is completely different than your competitors are doing and has a wow factor about it. Just something that people are going to go, oh my God, like, holy shit. Like, this is great. Like they've never received anything like it, where we're going to tap them on the shoulder and get their attention. And there's a lot of different ways that we can go about it. Now, the way that Dan Kennedy suggests that we do this is, you know, really involves spending a lot of money and just putting a lot into it. And I'm going to give you several examples. I think I have a good 4 or 5 examples here. Many of them are actual examples that we've either tested through Castain training systems, or we've had people report back to us when, you know, they've listened to a podcast like this, or perhaps read a blog post over on yoursalesplaybook.com and said, hey, Paul, you know, here's something we're doing and we're getting great results. But what I'm going to try to do is give you several examples that range in, you know, like the financial investment that you, and even time investment that you'd have to do. So if you have deep pockets, there'll be some things in here for you. But for the rest of us that are, you know, operating lean and mean, or maybe you're a sales rep and you know that your boss isn't going to finance some like real expensive type of thing. So before we begin, I want you to really think about where it's appropriate to utilize the shock and awe approach. And being that there is some time involved, some effort involved, and even a minimal amount of money that's involved, my suggestion to you is that we're obviously not going to be able to do this for everyone that we're hunting. So my suggestion would be this. Number one, I want you to think about those whale accounts that you're going after right now, that if any one of those whales hit, you wouldn't just simply like cash your commission check. You would moonwalk to the bank to like cash that bitch, right? Like, I'm talking about that kind of level, like a whale account, but also some of the larger targets that you're going after, you could do this for. But I want to be very clear, this is not something that if you have 2,000 companies you're going after, that you're going to do this for 2,000 people. It's just not going to scale very well, both in time and money. So let's begin with a few suggestions. The first thing that you could do, that would fall into this shock and awe thing. Now, this one's going to cost you a few bucks. Might set you back anywhere from 20, 25 bucks and up. It would entail you, like, going to Walmart and surviving all, like, the crazies that are there. It might even be an entertaining, like, morning for you going there if you need, like, a little bit of a break. But get a prepaid phone and approach someone who hasn't been answering their phone, that you're trying to, like, get a hold of them and they never return calls or whatever. If you want to get their attention, you might want to do something with a prepaid phone and then use something. We call the technique the reverse call to action. A call to action would be simply saying, hey, you know, call this phone number or click on this link, that type of thing. That's your typical call to action. A reverse call to action is when we are not asking the recipient to do anything. In fact, we tell them that we're going to do something, and we tell them exactly when we're going to do it. So with that prepaid phone thing, you might want to use the reverse call to action technique and say that I'm going to be calling you on such and such a day and such and such a time. Now, right there, right? I mean, between the shock and awe of the phone and using this reverse call to action, you've already shifted the odds in your favor. But there's one little ingredient that I always tell people to do, and it's to include a potato chip, something that makes them hungry. So just like, you know, sending them a phone, it's, you know, it's cool and it's different. And they're certainly not going to say to you, hey, I love the phone, but do me a favor, put it in the pile of all the other prepaid phones I received this week from people like you trying to sell me shit. Like, I don't think that's going to happen, but I think you need to make them hungry and sell the value of them taking your phone call on that prepaid cell. So you want to include a potato chip. And a potato chip, I think the ideal one is when you reference something about them that you know. And the phrase we teach is, I noticed that. So maybe you noticed that they have a product launch. So you're going to say, I noticed that you had a product, you have an upcoming product launch. Or maybe you notice that they are hiring a bunch of, you're like me, and you notice they hired a bunch of sales reps. And guess what? You know, you offer sales training and coaching, whatever. So you might want to say, notice you hired a bunch of sales reps. So with the reverse call to action, you know, after you kind of tie it in with how you might be able to, you know, help them a little bit, you're not going to give away too much. You want to make them hungry with a potato chip. And you can say something like, I'm actually going to be calling you on this very phone on Thursday, you know, whatever the date is, at 9:45 a.m., hoping you'll take my call because I actually have a few ideas that could really help you with that product launch. Or I actually have a few ideas that can help some of these new sales hires you have. You guys get the idea. So that's idea number one. The next one comes from a company that is based in Houston, Texas. And what they do, this like a little bit pricey, but it's not going to break the bank. They went to one of these promotional products companies. And you know, like how they have all those like really shitty pens you can get that's like, you know, 1,000 for like 60 bucks or whatever. You know what I'm talking about? Those really bad ones, disposable or whatever. Not those. What they did was they bought these really nice pens in a really nice case. And what they did was they removed the bottom of the pen and just sent people the top of the pen with a little note. And I always butcher this because it was a while ago. And it was a printing company that did this and sent it to marketing people. So quick time out. You know, you have to remember that people find creative things that are not like corny and stupid. They find them to be a breath of fresh air because the average salesperson is approaching them in ways that are anything but creative. It's another cold call or another like really bad email template or another bad email template that is forwarded out of the sent file when somebody doesn't respond. Like, yeah, I just wanted to get this to the top of, you know, the your inbox or whatever. Like, basically, you sent the same shitty email again. So they're tired of it. So when something creative comes along, it gets their attention. So they were sending this to chief marketing officers, people in the marketing department, and they put something like, the pen is mightier than the sword, for a few ideas on how you can stretch your marketing budget, and then in parentheses, and the business end of this pen. please, you know, call me on my cell phone and here's a number. Like I said, I probably butchered it up or whatever, but you guys get the gist of it. Again, I don't think they're going to say, hey, this is really cool. This is a really cool pen. Do me a favor. Put it in the pile of all the other, like, you know, like incomplete pens that I got from people this week. It's a nice way to stand out. Again, shock and awe, but what they did was they kind of tied it in somehow to a theme. That's another important thing to do when you're using creativity. I think sometimes we forget the tie-in. So it's like, hey, thank you for this this pocket lint and eggshells. Yeah, it got weird. I don't know what your point is. But, you know, so that tie-in is really, really important. But also, here's something else that you can do. One of my clients was able to sell a deal to Apple. And the way they got in the door with Apple is that this one set them back, I think it was like $150. But they also scored a deal with Apple that was $750,000, first deal. So I'm thinking there was a nice little return on investment here. The sales rep actually paid for this out of his own pocket. He was tired of getting turned away by Apple, and he just said, look, bullshit, enough. You know, I'm going to go down swinging. I know that, you know, I need to know if I'm going to be defeated here. I'm emptying the chamber in the fight here. So what they did was they went to a packaging company that specialized in, like, prototypes and, like, one-off personalized packaging, right, or whatever you would call it. And they had them design a box, basically, that would be like almost identical to the boxes, the packaging that Apple uses when that they ship their laptops in. Except what they did was they personalized the packaging, put the contact's name on there, and then they used that box for a kit. And again, it was very, very different. It was designed to look like their own packaging. So, you know what I mean? It shows that they took initiative, and obviously they were familiar with Apple and everything. And it was one of these things that the shock and awe really did take really full effect, because my client was called, like, I mean, immediately. Like, they must have seriously, like, just opened the package and picked up the phone and called him immediately. But inside of that was all kinds of useful things that they had inside of there. So, in fact, let me just give you some things that they put in there. One of the things they did was they put, obviously, an intro letter. They put, and this is something I've been preaching for a while now, my client put his bio in there. Now, my client is a sales rep, just like you and me. So it's not like, you know, he's, you know, like some kind of speaker or the owner of some company, whatever it is. And the reason why he put his bio in there is because we have this saying in sales that we do nothing with except say it. People buy us first. They buy us, the salesperson, first. They also like to say people buy from people they know, like, and trust. Well, if you really believe that, what are you going to do with that except saying that shit over and over again? So, like, how about, like, wearing your experience on your sleeve? Unless you have 10 minutes worth of experience, put your bio in that package. Put your picture in there, too. What I always tell people is that if I can put my ugly mug on my bio, you can certainly put your mug on your bio. In fact, if anyone would like to see how I put together my bio, send me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. And then also, he put a capabilities sheet, not a brochure, not some like 10-page elaborate marketing piece. I'm talking about like an at-a-glance type of thing, because this person doesn't have all the like time in the world to be sifting through War and Peace. And if you'd like to see how I went about my capability sheet, it is one side of an 8.5x11 sheet of paper. I had fun with it, which is a big part of shock and awe. You have to have fun. You want to be a breath of fresh air. You want to be different. You want to be disarming. So what I did with mine is it's at a glance. So if anybody would like to see my capability sheet as well, shoot me an email, paul@yoursalesplaybook.com. There's a few more two things that you could do here. You know, like, there's some like little things I think that will make this more effective for you. You know, one of the things is you can include like a really cool name for the kit. So it could be like, you know, disaster prevention kit, or it could be, you know, marketing, you know, stretching your marketing dollar kit or whatever the hell it is. As you guys can see, I'm not going to quit my day job, you know, whatever. Oh, actually, no, I do have a good one for this, like marketing rock star kit. You see, if you just give me a damn second, I can think of shit that's better than the other shit that I just said. Also, too, include an offer in there, too. But there's some other things you can do, too. I mean, obviously, some multimedia, like burn a DVD with a personalized video from you. Not some corporate polish thing they can spend $20,000 on production. I mean, you with your iPhone, just something raw and like a minute or 2 minutes tops where you're introducing yourself. And you could also put like a QR code in there so they can scan it and get in touch with you. You can put some samples in there. But I mean, most of all, you always want to try to have fun with this. I have one more thing, and I knew I was forgetting to tell you about one. The other one is probably the least expensive out of all of these. I promised we'd have things different ends of the spectrum financially and time investment wise. But one of the easiest things you can do for shock and awe is you can put together a little kit. And what you can do is you can go down to your dollar store, and I don't know if you guys ever noticed, they have like these plastic tubs, like for you to put like your popcorn in, right? And it looks like a movie tub of popcorn, right? You get one of those for like a buck, right? Hence the name dollar store or phrase. And you get like some cheap ass things of candy, like, I don't know, man, like some Skittles and, you know, peanut butter cups and stuff like that. I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. You could put some actual microwave popcorn in there. And then what you do is you take that video that I told you about where you're calling your potential client by name. You burn that bad boy onto a DVD and you include it in there. And the whole theme is like movie time. I mean, something like that for you to put together, you can put them together for probably like $6 or $7, maybe 10 bucks, certainly under 10 bucks. But again, here's the point. And it's the same bad joke that I said with the other things. Do you really think they're going to get it and go, hey, Castain, it's a great idea. You know, I definitely applaud your effort. Just do me a favor. Put it in the pile of all these other like movie kits. But the thing that makes this powerful is not only the fact that it's fun, and it could be funny. And, you know, hey, like the best way sometimes to like a potential client's heart is through their tummy. But the thing about this that I want you to realize, don't ever underestimate the power of human, like almost like we're not there communicating with them, but this is more human when they're looking into your eyes. They're hearing your voice. They're seeing you. It's a lot harder to turn away a human being under those circumstances than, say, another shitty email or, you know, another thing just like clogging up, you know, their physical mailbox, that kind of thing. But here's the thing. There's one more part to this. There's a four-step messaging framework that I teach everyone in all of our webinars. In fact, the next two webinars that we have coming up, I'm going to be all over this. But there's a four-step messaging framework. I'm not going to teach it all to you here because if I give away the story, you're not going to buy any shit from me. I mean, I'm going to go broke and my wife's going to like kick me out of the damn house. I'm already in enough trouble with her. So, and besides, anyway, I'm not going to be able to support my like cigar habit and like, you know, like drinking this holiday and stuff. All that festive stuff we're supposed to be doing during the holidays. But anyway, in this four-step messaging framework, the fourth step, and I want you, if you're not driving, of course, to jot this down. The fourth step in any messaging framework that I teach my coaching clients and webinar participants is to always know what your next step is going to be after this. Always know what the next step is going to be after this. So if I'm going to pick up the phone and I'm calling you, before I pick up that phone, I need to know if you don't pick up that phone or if I have to like leave a voicemail message, I get stopped at the gate for whatever reason. If we don't talk, what's my next move going to be? And I like to premeditate that because I find if I know what that next move is going to be before I even do this move, I can then use this move to set up the next move, which is just a much higher level of communication. And I think the caliber of it is just, I mean, just so much better. So always know what that's going to look like. So if I'm going to send you this shock and awe type of stuff, I need to know what I'm going to do next. And this is so important because I can tell you, most people, we almost get indignant in sales. If somebody doesn't stop what they're doing and pick up the phone and say, hey, Castain, man, I got to hand it to you, man. You are an effing genius. I mean, you got my attention. Way to go with the shock and awe. We're going to, you know, we're going to have a Paul Castain day here. Holy shit, you are awesome at this, right? Like, we get all kinds of indignant if that doesn't happen. And you really have to bank on the fact that it's not going to happen. You probably got their attention for a few seconds. But the beautiful thing about it is, if you time it with the follow-up just right, now they're not going to say, well, Paul Castain who? I mean, unless they really did get like about seven of these like kits or any of this other fun stuff or all these bios and stuff I've been telling you to do, you're going to be it. So they're going to know who you are. So you got to think, well, what am I going to do after that? And even how can I keep that theme alive? And I guess the final point that I'll mention to you is, I told you, I learn a lot about sales. In many ways, more than I have than being a salesperson for as long as I have, I've really learned about what it's like to experience salespeople now that I own my business. I mean, seriously, I mean, I've been selling now for 34 years, and I started my business almost 7 years ago. And I've just learned so much because I never realized how we came across to those who buy our products and services. I never realized how much we sound the same. And I had this guy, and I always tell the story. Forgive me if you've heard it, but I think you need to hear it again. This guy kicked ass, man. He sent me this Superman cape, and I'm still talking about it. And I thought it was awesome because he did all the right things. He didn't just send, I mean, think about that. Like, how freaking random is it to send somebody a Superman cape? I mean, yeah, it's shock and awe, but not necessarily in a good way. It's like, okay, you know, why did you send me this? It's like, you know, I mean, what's next week? You know, a box of condoms? I mean, I just don't know, like, how we're supposed to put two and two together unless we help people do it. But anyway, so I get it. And he writes this handwritten note on his company stationery. And he tied it in brilliantly. And his point was, hey, Paul, you know, I read your blogs and I see how, you know, you're running this business and you're growing the business. I could see your presence is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And at the same time, you always talk about being a father of three and how you and your high school sweetheart are still married after almost 30 years together, right? And he said, I figured anybody who could juggle all that must be Superman. I mean, pretty damn good tie-in, right? A nice element of kiss-ass in there too, if I might add, without being very obvious about it. Like, he did a good job stroking the ego and all this other stuff. He did a brilliant job. Demonstrated that he wasn't just going down some call sheet and I was a random number. Like, I'm like, you know, like person number 357 for him to contact. He took the time. But then he, like, screwed up royally. He never called me after that. And I forgot about him because I'm human. And I had a million other things going on. I forgot about him for 2 years. And the only reason why I remembered him is because we launched a course. And one of the sessions was on creativity. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, how many times have people ever used creativity to try to, like, get an appointment with me? And he was it. One person. In like the last few years that I've owned my business, only one person, but he screwed up and he never did the next part. And it's not just following up in a lame way. He could have had fun with it. If he got my voicemail, he could have said, hey, Paul, it's, you know, Bob Jones or whatever his name was. Wanted to follow up. I just wanted to make sure that you, like, didn't actually, because I haven't heard from you. I just want to make sure that you didn't actually think you could fly and you attempted to, like, leap a tall building in a single bound and it backfired or something. He could have had fun with it and kept it alive. It's a friendly way of reminding me about that awesome thing he did a few days or a week earlier. So that's what you need to do too. But before you go, folks, I just want to remind you about something. We're going to be talking more about this because we have a really big problem with this in sales. I mean, I'm dead serious. We all sound the same. were all just beating the hell out of these noisy platforms like the phone and email. And there's nothing wrong with that, so long as you use it in a way where you're where you're going to stand out. We really don't plan out our communication where one thing is smiling at the next and that thing is smiling at the next, where we thought out our moves, 2 and 3 moves into the future. We're going to be talking about this on December 14th at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That's going to be this Thursday coming up. And the name of the webinar is called 30 Ways to Get a Buyer's Attention. And there's just a tremendous amount of tactics and actionable tips that I'm going to be offering. And if you'd like to learn more about it, I want you to visit yoursalesplaybook.com/standout. yoursalesplaybook.com/standout. And with that, I'm Paul Castain from yoursalesplaybook.com. I am wishing you an incredible week ahead. Go get them. The Sales Playbook Podcast is at Castain Training Systems Production. Visit our brand spanking new website at www.yoursalesplaybook.com.